Maybe in our childhoods, we may have had imaginary friends. Blumhouse takes that concept and makes it scary. I have more interviews from Imaginary with some of the cast. And this is Sci-Fi Talk, the podcast on how sci-fi, fantasy, horror, and comics help us explore our humanity. Young Piper Braun is Alice.
Alice is at the new house, getting out of her car, and she sees this new house, and it's a big house, it's a beautiful house. And Alice is the youngest daughter of the family, and she's been through a lot of trauma in her life with her mom, her biological mother, and that just makes her a little bit off. And that's why she finds love and confidence in this new imaginary friend. I think Alice really likes Chauncey because she can take care of something and love something, and she just can play with someone and have someone to like kind of interact with. I think she was scared to go into through the blue door, but once she got into the imaginary world, she was happy and all her badness went away.
More with the cast of Imaginary in a moment. She enjoyed the chaos.
It is crazy, but it is, the chaos is fun. It's just, there's so much happening, so it's like, you're like in the moment, so like, you're pulling, there's winds blowing, the entity, it's so much, but it's so crazy and it's so fun. It's like chaos, but it's like, the chaos isn't really chaos, it's like fun. It's fun chaos.
Tegan Burns is Taylor.
I would describe Taylor, I mean, she's a 16-year-old girl, she's sarcastic. We find her at a place where she's pretty unhappy with the situation that she's in, and she cares a lot about her younger sister, Alice, but she does not care too much about her stepmom, Jess.
What she hopes for the audience.
I hope that when they watch it, I just think it's such a well-written film, and I think that it has like the perfect amount of jump scares and creatures and having them brought in, and I think there's so many components that I really hope the audience likes, and I hope that they're entertained and that they enjoy it.
Walking Dead alumni Tom Payne is Max.
Max is probably the most centered person in the story, given that one of his daughters is a teenager, and the other one makes friends with a funny-looking bear. And his wife in the movie, played by Dwanda, has her own history, and I think in the movie, Max serves as a nice, stable person for them all to feel at ease with and calmer around, and it was nice for me to play that center of the movie. But then he makes the mistake of going on tour with his band, and so that that emotional support is not there in the same way, and I think the movie starts to move in a scary direction.
He talks about a scene towards the end of the movie.
There's a scene towards the end of the movie where most of the cast are in it, and we're all doing something a little bit different. And that was fun because everyone has a journey in the movie. And then by the end of the movie, everyone is slightly changed in different ways. And to play that scene at the end, which will be obvious when the audience sees the movie, was pretty fun because I got to do something that I hadn't done before. And relate to the characters in a different way, and that was fun. And then also just any family scenes are just fun, you know, like with all, scenes with all of us together where we're just being a family was it's nice. I haven't done much working with younger actors, so that was just really lovely. Playing a dad.
He wants us to go to the movies to see this one.
I think it's important to see Imaginary in theaters because the communal experience of going to the cinema is only made better by seeing movies with other people. Because you like to feed off other people's reactions, and it's like when someone laughs in a room, you feel more comfortable with laughing. So when someone is watching a horror film like Imaginary and they get scared, they're not embarrassed to be scared if there's other people in the room who are also scared. And then it becomes fun. And then it it becomes like a roller coaster. And I think that's what horror movies do really well. And I had described the Blumhouse movies as theme park rides, because to me, that's what they are. You go in and you start chugging along at the beginning, and then you go up the slope and you're learning all the things along the way, and then you just get dropped off a cliff and you go through the loop and everything. And this movie absolutely 100% does that. It takes you on a journey, and you do a lot of loops before you reach the end.
A short but accurate description.
I would describe Imaginary as one scary bear.
Imaginary is now playing in theaters. Thanks to Lionsgate for supplying the audio we heard. Customizable podcast playlists, exclusive videos, and special episodes like Rewind and the Mix 100. All this and more at Sci-Fi Talk Plus. There's 1,000 episodes uncut and a special offer for free lifetime access, now available for a limited time until May 1st. Click on the link in the show notes. No anonymous signups are allowed. Thanks for listening to Byte. This is Tony Tolato.